You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, big banks started reporting their quarterly results. JPMorgan Chase is so bullish that vaccines fix the pandemic soon that it said it will no longer need to hold $3 billion in reserve in case lots more loans go bad there. Wells Fargo stock is down 5% now after its quarterly profits disappointed. That news has a key regulator of banks, the controller of the currency, has just finalized a rule to prevent banks from turning down loans to big businesses if the lender is mainly worried about the deal hurting its public reputation. Critics have called it the gunmaker and oil driller rule, and the change could thwart efforts by socially responsible investment movement people. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The new rule says large banks need to prove there are financial risks that led them to deny services. They can't just deny service based on what a business does. Chris Odine, a law professor at the University of Iowa, says he thinks this regulation is a response to the 2018 school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that killed 17 people.
So in the wake of the shooting, a number of banks, large banks, Bank of America, Citigroup, said they would no longer finance companies that produced combat-style semi-automatic rifles and attachments like bump stocks.
He says many conservative politicians didn't think banks should do that, and this rule is the result. Brian Knight, a senior fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, says banks argue that they're private businesses and should be able to serve any company they want. The counter-argument is...
Yes, but you exist in a regulatory environment that's beneficial for a specific purpose.
He says this rule could end up in court, or the incoming Biden administration could get rid of it. But the broader issue of activist banking will continue to be debated. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.